On Thursday, July 30th, 2009, hundreds of lay people, priests, and religious, over 40 bishops, including Bishops Mullooly, Saltarelli, and Mulvey, and three cardinals, were in attendance at the Cathedral of St. Catherine of Siena in Allentown, Pennsylvania, as Bishop John O. Barris, a priest of the Diocese of Wilmington, was ordained a bishop and installed as the fourth bishop of Allentown. At the conclusion of the three-hour ordination mass, Bishop Barris made the following comments.
I offer thanks to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit for all they have done in my life, and most especially for granting me the grace of the priesthood. I also give thanks to the Blessed Virgin Mary for all of her guidance and direction during the course of my priesthood. I thank Pope Benedict XVI for asking me to serve the Church as a bishop and to his representative in the United States, Archbishop Pietro Zambi. I thank Cardinal Regali for ordaining me and for his prayers and kind encouragement these past few months. I also thank Cardinal Egan and Cardinal Keeler for their presence here today. I am grateful to the Bishops of Wilmington, Bishop Francis Mullooly, Bishop Michael Saltarelli, and Bishop Robert Mulvey, who have modeled for me how a bishop's authority and teaching ministry grow and deepen when the bishop, like Christ, washes the feet of the faithful and all humanity. I also thank Bishop Edward Cullen for his inspirational years of episcopal service and dedication both here in the Diocese of Allentown as well as in the Archdiocese of Philadelphia. I am fortunate to be able to rely on Bishop Cullen for advice, counsel, and support in the years ahead. I thank the assembled bishops for being present today to participate in my ordination and for the prayers, encouragement, and kind wishes they have offered me. I am grateful to the priests of the Diocese of Wilmington, whose dedication to prayer and pastoral charity has always inspired me, and to the lay people I have served, who have helped to form in me the heart of a parish priest. I thank my parents, Oliver and Marjorie Barris, convert Protestant ministers who met each other at the Yale Divinity School and entered the church in 1955. My father worked for the propagation of the faith in New York City for Archbishop Fulton Sheen and published One Shepherd, One Flock, The Story of My Parents' Conversion, and World Mission Windows, a collection of my father's articles on the missionary nature of the church. My parents will always set the standard for me in terms of heroic sacrifice and courage for Christ and the church. The Episcopal motto I have chosen, Holiness and Mission, expresses my hope for the faithful of the Diocese of Allentown and my own Episcopal ministry. It is also a tribute to the missionary zeal of Pope Benedict XVI, Pope John Paul II, Archbishop Fulton Sheen, who baptized me, as well as dear family friends, Bishop William McNaughton, Mary Knoll Bishop Emeritus of the Diocese of Incheon, Korea, and present in the sanctuary today, and Catholic publisher Frank Sheed, and most especially my parents. It is also a tribute to the holiness of my spiritual directors for many years and father in the priesthood, Father James J. Halligan, who died on February 21st, 2006. I thank my four sisters, Margaret, Mary, Catherine, and Claire, and my brother Bill, their wonderful spouses, and my seven nephews and four nieces. I remember especially my nephew and godson, John Oliver Cotter, a 2006 Lehigh University Engineering School graduate. John died on May 2, 2008, and is especially remembered at this ordination mass. And we always remember that he's so close to us in the Eucharist and so close to us through our belief in the communion of saints. I am happy to greet the Church of the Diocese of Allentown as a newly ordained bishop for the first time. I have heard of the holiness, vitality, and missionary spirit of the priests, deacons, religious women and men, and the laity of the diocese. I am looking forward to serving you and learning with and from you. Last October, there are many signs of hope on the horizon of the 21st century. Together, we in the Diocese of Allentown will read the signs of the times so that we can discern the will of the Holy Spirit with the guidance of Peter. Last October, a synod was held in Rome on the Word of God in the Church. Pope Benedict encouraged every Catholic around the world to study and pray the sacred scriptures daily. He told us that if each of us commits deeply to the Word of God, there will be a new springtime of evangelization. Now is the time for that springtime. Now is the time for evangelization, using every means of modern technology at our disposal to spread the gospel. And at the heart of evangelization is catechesis. As the Catechism of the Catholic Church tells us, periods of renewal in the Church are always periods of intense catechesis. In pursuing that evangelization and catechesis, we will also honor the memory of Avery Cardinal Dulles, who died last December. Cardinal Dulles, who was one of the greatest theologians ever produced by the Church in America, was known for his evangelizing theology. On February 12, 2009, we celebrated the 200th anniversary of the birth of Abraham Lincoln. We Catholic Americans and all Americans learned so much from President Lincoln. He was approachable and loved to understand the daily concerns and trials of the average American, and he was magnanimous and generous in his forgiveness and pursuit of the common good. In his second inaugural address, he speaks about binding up the nation's wounds. We Catholics in the Diocese of Allentown recommit ourselves today to binding up the wounds of the Church and the world, the wounds of the poor and those suffering from the financial crisis, the stranger, the alienated and inactive Catholic, the unborn and the elderly, the victims of clergy sexual abuse and all forms of abuse, and those on death row. We recommit ourselves to building a culture of life in our nation, a culture in which the life of every human being is precious from conception until natural death, and which understands that the right to life cannot be denied, ignored, or compromised away because it is the foundation for all other human rights. Today, all of us open ourselves as a church to the healing power and the guidance of the Holy Spirit. We treasure and appreciate the history and ethnic faith of our ancestors. We would not be here were it not for their sacrifices and their faith. We are stewards of reverence for those sacrifices and that faith. We will creatively discern together proper ways to honor it and remember it in our parishes. We at the same time face together with prayer, courage, and foresight the realities that all institutions face with an economy in crisis and changing demographics. We remember, too, that we are not alone in facing these challenges. The dynamic in church history, in every time and place, is that just when it seems as if some dimension of church life may be breaking down, another dimension and apostolic opportunity breaks through. Let's have confidence with that dynamic that we see throughout church history. Together, we look forward to the feast of the Holy Curia of Ars, St. John Vianney, on August 4th, in the year of the priest, which began on June 19th. St. John Vianney is known for many virtues, but perhaps most of all, for his promotion of Eucharistic devotion and the sacrament of reconciliation. The curate would sit for hours every day hearing confessions from people who came from all over France. As Pope Benedict XVI notes in his June 16th letter on the year of the priest, in France at the time of the Curia of Ars, confession was no more easy or frequent than in our own day. Yet the Holy Father stresses that priests ought never to be resigned to empty confessionals or the apparent indifference of the faithful to the sacrament. The Diocese of Allentown is not and will not be resigned to empty confessionals. To help continue the gift of reconciliation and forgiveness in the Diocese of Allentown, I will join with my fellow priests in hearing confessions here at the Cathedral and in other churches and schools around the diocese. We remember today that the road to Ars, symbolized by the sacrament of penance, is also the road to Damascus and life-changing conversion. The 21st century is a time for holiness and heroism in the priesthood. And my brother priest in the Diocese of Allentown, it's going to be such a privilege to discover your holiness and heroism, which I've already experienced, but it's going to be a wonderful adventure to see how it works in your different personalities and your different backgrounds. The consecration and mission of the priest is absolutely crucial and fundamental to a vibrant Eucharistic Church and a vibrant laity. It is a new time for each one of us as we rekindle our Eucharistic amazement by remembering that every Mass is celebrated on the altar of the world, to take personal responsibility to promote Catholic marriage, family life, and the gospel of life, and vocations to the priesthood and religious life. To that end, I will ask all young and many not so young Catholics to listen to the Holy Spirit and discern whether they have a vocation to the priesthood or religious life. Some will find, perhaps to their own amazement, that they are called to and are capable of holiness and heroism as priests or religious. Many of you know by now that I have deep roots in the Diocese of Allentown, especially in Bethlehem, and I have grown up with wonderful family stories that revolve around Bethlehem. Today I think of my great-grandfathers. One great-grandfather, Jacob Barris, came from Mengerscheid in what was then the Prussian Rhineland in 1852 and was a pattern maker at the Bethlehem Iron Works. The other great-grandfather, Thomas Ritter, was elected police sergeant for the old borough of Bethlehem in 1888, and then beginning in March 1900, he served for 38 years as a night watchman for the Bethlehem Businessmen's Protective Union. He is quoted as saying in the newspaper article in my family file, "I have never taken any vacation and am just as happy as ever. I have been walking as a night watchman on an average of 14 miles every night for 38 years. My hope is that I may be as vigilant a shepherd and night watchman for the Church of Allentown as Tom Ritter was for the businesses in Bethlehem." Another Bethlehem Easton connection I have is with legendary Princeton basketball coach who is present here with us today, Pete Carrill, with one of his greatest players, the president of Moravian College, Chris Tomford. Chris, you'll probably recognize. Chris and Coach are right next to each other. Chris is the 6'8 guy. Coach is the 5'7 guy. Coach grew up in a Spanish neighborhood in Bethlehem near the steel mills, was All-State at Liberty High School, starred at Lafayette in the early 50s, coached at Reading High School, and then coached at Lehigh before moving on to Princeton. I played 3 years of JV basketball for Coach Carrill and his wonderful assistants. I did Coach Duquette's funeral just a few weeks ago in Livingston, New Jersey, and learned much about sacrifice and team play from Coach and the Princeton basketball experience. Chris Comfort tells a classic Coach Carrill story, which I think all of us will enjoy. Chris was Princeton basketball's equivalent of Eric Little in the movie Chariots of Fire. A wholesome young man, an outstanding athlete in the post-Bill Bradley era at Princeton, who was on his way to becoming a Protestant minister. In one game, Chris had a terrible first half. He dreaded going to the halftime room because he knew he was going to get it from Coach. He just didn't know how. Coach Carrill had a great sense of his players and how to motivate them. So what does he say to this aspiring minister? Chris, how can you believe in God and play like that? Coach, Chris and I want you to know that though it's been a while since either of us have run the Princeton backdoor cut, we have already begun to think about how we could use your principles of team play to build up ecumenical and interreligious bonds in the community. If Eddie Jordan can use them in the NBA with the 76ers, we can use them here in Allentown. Finally, I speak to the young church of Allentown in our Catholic schools, in public schools, in our religious education programs, in our youth ministry, and on college campuses in the five counties of the diocese. Know the hope and dreams I have for each one of you. Know that I realize that you want to understand and know the truth and person of Jesus Christ, the truth and person who will set you free. Your deep and developing Catholic faith, your heroism in embracing the truth of the Gospels and church teaching and resisting negative peer pressure helps to rekindle the faith of the generations that go before you. Thank you for that faith. Thank you for that heroism. Keep following the light of Christ.